Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Businesses and governments continue to find themselves becoming victims of large data breaches, which is why our next guest says that more and more of her clients are asking what steps they can take to protect their online financial safety. Laird Green is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group's Greenville, South Carolina office, and today we have her on the phone. Laird, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. I'm happy to be here.
You are seeing an increase in clients worried about their financial accounts online?
That's right, Mike. We are. We had many clients who were affected by the Equifax data breach in 2017, and that has brought to the forefront their concern for their online financial safety.
Well, let's go ahead and walk through some of these tips that you have for us. Let's start with one and two.
I think two of the most basic things you can do are to regularly monitor your financial accounts as well as use bank and credit card notifications. We all either receive paper statements in the mail from our banks or credit card companies, or we might use online access to check the transactions in our account. It's very important to review these transactions on a regular basis so you can see if there has been fraudulent activity. If you are using online access, one thing we suggest is using the mobile app rather than the mobile web browser. Most of the mobile apps these days are using more high-level security features. Many of these companies also allow you to sign up for email or text notifications from them, and that was another way that they can alert you to any unusual activity in your account.
What about the credit bureaus? You mentioned Equifax, and they were the ones that were breached. How should we be handling our credit reports?
You're entitled to one free credit report annually from each of these bureaus. It's a great idea to sign up to receive these credit reports, and we think it's a great thing to compare the reports to because each report might have a little bit different information on them. In addition to reviewing your credit report, you could also implement a credit fraud alert with one of these bureaus. These fraud alerts caution lenders and service providers from granting credit in your name without confirming it with you directly. So once you place one of these fraudulent alerts with a credit bureau, that bureau automatically notifies the others to input the same alert. A great way to have even more control over your credit is to set up a credit freeze, which is also known as a security freeze. Once you do this, you'll receive a PIN number from them, and you use this PIN number when you want to lift or permanently remove the credit freeze when you want to apply for credit. What the credit freeze does is it prevents any creditors from accessing your credit file and prevents additional lines of credit being open, and it means that no one, including yourself, will be able to open credit in your name without you lifting the freeze on your credit.
PIN numbers, passwords, we have so many of them these days. They're so hard to remember. I'm going to assume that you are also recommending a password manager of some sort for your mobile phone.
Absolutely, we do. We know that it's hard to keep up with those passwords, and then you forget a password, and you have to go in and reset it, and then you forget to update your list. If you have a password manager, it does all this work for you. The password manager also creates more complex and more random passwords for you. Another kind of level of security with maybe a higher password than you would yourself create. So we think it's a great thing to use.
And so what about antivirus software on your computer?
And this is, again, another easy thing to implement. Anybody can do it. You want to make sure that you keep your software and applications up to date. Programs are constantly improving their security and adding fixes for known threats.
Laird, I've noticed that a new security feature web browsers are putting into place, HTTPS. And so those are the secure sites, right?
That's right. The S means that the link between the browser you're using and the server is secure and it's encrypted. And there's several web browsers that have free add-ons that will force all websites to use that HTTPS.
Well, Laird, great information. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike. I enjoy being with you.
Laird Green is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group. She joined us by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.